This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Newcastle next on Sunday was a job that you were linked with before you arrived at Villa. Was there ever a question asked to you or anyone connected with you from Newcastle?
Well, I don't think that question's very important, is it? Because I'm sitting here as the Aston Villa manager and Eddie Howe's doing a fantastic job over at Newcastle. So I'm not going to give you any headlines on that one, sorry.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. It's something for the weekend time. I'm David Michael, the editor of myoldmansaid.com. Joining me to look ahead to Villa's clash with the Toon Army up at St. James's, Mr. Chris Bird. Welcome back.
Hello, how are you?
Immensely frustrated still. And we did a Patreon
reaction,
Mom's Patreon reaction show, and I may have come across as a bit down on it. It's a shame all the magic and the wonder wasn't in the second half, because then we'd have left Villa Park on a more positive note. Not as bad as the Wolves situation, where we gave up a 2-goal lead. Obviously, we got something from it, but you know, you saw signs of where we could be going in the future if they just sort out the whole kind of defensive organisation and add a bit more kahunas and steel to the operation. Right, let's get on with the show. If you are listening for the first time, this isn't the regular show. This is something for the weekend, where we just catch up on the pre-match press conference and look ahead to give you a swifty for the weekend. We like to kick things off with a Villa Minute, where we take in the Villa week and the Villa winter break as well in the space of 60 seconds. We like to get a watch sponsor for every edition to time that minute. And we've really come up trumps this week. We thought we were running out of watches, but we've got a watch piece which is described in the headline description in their advertising, is "Where Watch Meets Weapon" by Richard Millet. Is that the correct pronunciation? Richard Mill. Oh, sorry, I'm not used to these sophisticated timepieces. They've told us to read this out. The RM65/01 is a game-changing timepiece that comes with a split-second chronograph, the most complicated automatic winding watch ever made. Recommended retail price, £538,710. I believe it's only us. We've got two, and Joe Rogan that's been sent these watches. So thank you very much to Richard Mill for such a fabulous donation to record the Villa Minute.
Thanks a lot. Next time, just send the cash, though, yeah?
Right. I've got no idea how this game-changing split-second chronograph works.
It's voice-activated, David.
All right, okay. So as soon as you start, it's recording. Let's go.
It's an 18-day break for Villa after beating Everton, which Gerrard dubs mini pre-season gold dust. In two friendlies, Villa finally beat Brentford and the Norwegian antichrist Molde. Meanwhile, Villa's lone player is impressed, with Archer doing his thing and Davis rolling with the punches, literally. Villa return to Villa Park against dirty Leeds, with Bielsa's boys once again missing key players. Memories of Villa's 3-0 loss last season come back, as the diminutive Daniel James takes advantage of a Mings error to make it 1-0, as Leeds hit warp speed as expected. Phil Coutinho and Jacob Ramsey give SG's men the much-needed inspiration, though, as they turn the game on its head. First, Coutinho impressively slams home after Cash's cross, then sublimely sets up a duo of Ramsey shit-screamers.
Thundercunts.
41,000 and a half football fans, made up of 38,500 class acts and 3,000 visiting Leeds scum, witness a first half of world-class total football, until another comedy of errors in Villa's backline jolts supporters back from the Maracanã dream world to B6 reality. The hat-trick of defensive errors is completed on the hour as Villa fail to clear and Llorente slams home the equaliser. Villa lose Buendia and Coutinho as the momentum swings back Leeds' way. A stupid Konsa red seals Villa's fate when they want to chase the winner. 3-all it ends in frustrating fashion.
Especially for Danny Ings.
Yet the draw is probably fair on both sides. Gerrard's men now head to the northeast to take on the future multiple Champions League winners at St James's Park.
Into Toto, more like.
Looking for a first win on Tyneside in 17 years.
17 years?
Away the Villa.
How's that 17 years? We must have beaten them. When was that Gareth Barry?
The duo of penalties and the Bowyer and Kieran Dyer fight.
Was that the last time we won there? That was there, wasn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
It wasn't 17 years ago, was it?
About 2004, wasn't it? It was under O'Leary, wasn't it? Oh, that's awful,
Jesus
isn't it?
Jesus Christ. God, I'm heading to the grave faster than I thought. Time is moving, people, so let's crack on with this. Stephen Gerrard press conference, a bit later than normal. We've been sitting around on our hands here waiting for this. The only thing that's useful for these is the insights into the injuries, if you ask me. Now, the main concerns, obviously, with Coutinho and Buendia coming off. Coutinho seems to be fine. It was just a matter of cramp. I mean, he was joining the Leeds United crampsters.
Of which there were many.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of sums up the way they play. Just high octane, run, 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 run. And after 70 minutes, they've all got their legs in the air, getting cramp treatment. It's quite funny. You know, proves they are playing at a different tempo than most teams.
Yeah.
But the magician should be okay by the looks of it. Buendia, though, a bit more touch and go.
He kind of limped off, didn't he?
Yeah, Gerrard said he had a whack on the hip. He's a big doubt for the weekend, but we'll see how the next 24 to 48 hours go. I think if he is out, I mean, Gerrard's been hinting that Leon Bailey, I mean, he's in full training now and he's very close to a return. I think that might, Buendia is out then. If he's 50-50 on Bailey, I think he might put him in the match day squad.
Quite possibly, yeah. I think they'll try and tread carefully, won't they, with Bailey, just because it's such a reoccurring injury.
Yeah.
I think you've got other options you can play there. It might be a chance. Obviously, Chukwueze came on and Ashley Young, etc. You've got options.
I think there's a bit of a prophecy there. Remember when I shouted you down on the last show for just even mentioning Trezeguet and Traore as options?
And Traore's got himself his weekly hamstring injury.
Trezeguet's been shipped out and old Bertrand Traore is it COVID? Is it hamstring? I mean, they're saying hamstring this time. I mean, if only he got vaccinated against hamstring injuries, he would have been fine. But he's one of these non-vax hamstring injury chaps. So just seems to be reoccurring. Like every month he gets a hamstring injury. Is it a hamstring injury though? It just seemed like, oh shit, we've got a press conference in 2 minutes. I need an excuse for Traore. I'll just go with a hamstring.
He's maybe just stayed at home and thought, nah, I'll fly home when I'm ready.
Did he get the hamstring on the plane? I mean, you know, what's the deal?
He played in all those games.
It's a bit suspicious. Yeah. It's a bit suspicious because it was such an afterthought in the news, just the way it's kind of dropped in casually at the, oh yeah, Bertrand Traore's, yeah, be out a few weeks, hamstring. It's like, yeah. Do you know those Apple tracker things they brought out?
No.
Apple have brought out these tags. The idea is to put them on your suitcase so you can see where your suitcase is when it's going through the plane or if you lose your suitcase.
Oh, great.
So, you know, get it on an app. But people are saying, you know, people will be using these for other purposes. And of course they will. But, you know, if I'm quite tempted to, you know, stick one on the back of Bertrand Traore and see where he actually is. Anyway, conspiracy theories aside, we move on. Any other injury doubts?
Of course, Konsa won't be in the side. And I think it's a two-game ban, isn't it, for a second.
Double red.
Yeah, double red, yeah. which is very frustrating to get in such a stupid fashion.
Yeah, I don't think the hype machine will be calling him to be in the next England squad, put it that way. He needs to step up a bit. And Mings also, I mean...
They both had poor games, to be fair. I mean,
both have been below... Mings gives you... Because he's always in the line of...
Line of fire.
You know, he'll give you some good moments, and even if he's not having the greatest of game. But the problem is, he's not Franz Beckenbauer. And as we said in the reaction podcast, when teams put a man on Douglas Luiz, as Manchester United did, as Leeds did, in terms of our outball, as we try to play out, then we're stunted, because suddenly the responsibility is on Ming's shoulder.
Or Konza, you've got to play from the back then.
Yeah, Konza always plays it to Mings, and he's the man who's left, you know, carrying the baby, so to speak. And, you know, it's not a dynamic situation. We need to get something going in midfield. We need a plan to when they put a man on Luiz, which teams do, to stop you playing out the back. So that's up to Gerrard to solve. I mean, before the Leeds game, the guy next to me said, we got Leeds, we got Newcastle, we got Watford, we should be taking 9 points there. But Leeds always play. You know, they'll always give anybody a game. Newcastle are like one of the teams now that are playing for something tangible. And they've just got reinforcements. They know that they're a few wins away from potentially starting their quest to the Holy Land of really challenging and spending that cash. So they're buoyed up. It's going to be tough. Watford would be playing for something. And we potentially, Yeah, if they don't start going our way, we'll suddenly be cut in mid-table malaise where you just kind of turn up and the game's going for you, you might win. But if not, then players are struggling for motivation. I mean, certainly the defence will be playing for their futures. I thought, you know, the defence was cured, getting in Lucas Digne, getting Callum Chambers in as a full-time utility centre-back replacement. And you thought across that back four, well, that's pretty much as sorted for the next, you know, couple of seasons. But you can't capitulate like we did against Leeds. You'll need to be sterner away at Newcastle, because if we don't silence them early doors, it could be a difficult 90 minutes.
I'm expecting that. Newcastle, you just know they'll throw the kitchen sink, and they've got players who can hurt.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So it's a bit of a different fixture now. I would say we would could do with Buendia being fit, but...
Unless we set up very, very solidly and go with a little bit more of a steely team. But I don't think we've necessarily got the personnel.
If he's out, what do you do? Because I thought we had an abundance of riches, but we haven't. Would you be tempted to go two up top? Would you be tempted to, dare I say, go for three at the back and wing backs?
Possibly.
Would be a potential option.
Possibly. I don't know. Or you maybe just play like a 4-5-1. And you play a more solid midfield guy. And you maybe play sort of Young as on the right-hand side of midfield.
Or are we showing too much respect to Newcastle here?
I still think we've got enough firepower to go there and hurt them. It's more that I think they've got the firepower now as well to hurt us. I think going forward, and their defensive record's crap. I don't have any qualms if they're going there and score. But...
Saying that, they do have a new defence, if you factor in the two new fullbacks. Although Target, obviously won't play.
It'd be an interesting one, though. There's a few sort of big games down there this weekend. Obviously, I think Leeds play. I think Leeds play Everton as well. So,
oh, down the bottom of the table. Mm-hmm. Would you start Ings?
Yes,
ahead of Watkins, alongside Watkins.
Possibly, you might. I might play Watkins on the right hand side. To be honest, if Buendia can't play, give yourself an outlet. Because I think if Target doesn't play, you've potentially in their right back. Sorry, their left back position. They're there to be got at.
Yeah, that could be a good move actually. Because although there's a train of thought about trying to crowbar in your best players, if you're losing Buendia, you're suddenly losing that whole dynamic of those two magical number 10s playing behind your front men, causing the chaos, and you're going to need something else in there, aren't you?
Yep.
And having Ings up front and Watkins out wide, because, you know, if we are inviting a bit more pressure and we try to concentrate on being a bit more solid at the back and less cavalier going forward, then you'll need an out ball, and, you know, Watkins out wider certainly would give you that. And he's, you know, he's always a willing runner.
I think so. And it's potentially a way to try and pin players like Sam Maximan back, get him, you know, back in the left back position and having to help his fullbacks out.
Yeah. But yeah, I would pretty much, I would be thinking to go at them, because I don't think we're going to get anything out of this trying to smash and grab a 1-0 and invite the pressure. You know, it's a big crowd. I think they'll stay up.
Oh, I do, to be honest.
They're going to be a fucking nightmare potentially going forward. So I think just go for the throat, take them down quickly.
Yeah.
No set to stun, just shoot to kill from the off and see what happens.
I think ultimately you've got to go there and be ruthless, which we weren't against Leeds. I think if we were, we'd have got the win, but we weren't. You've got to go there and say, actually, do you know what? We have progressed through this, you know, winter break period, as they've called it. Let's see the fruits of that, or let's start seeing it. We saw maybe 20 minutes of it against Leeds. We've still yet to see a 90-minute great performance at the moment.
You mentioned Konsa, the first... he's actually the first Premier League player this season, isn't he, to get sent off twice. Mm-hmm. He's the first Villa player since Lee Hendry to be sent off twice in a season in the Premier League. Thought getting sent off twice would be more common, actually. Maybe these players have softened up a bit.
Konsa got sent off, was it Boxing Day? I think it was the Chelsea game, wasn't it, when Lukaku was through and he pulled him. Was it West Ham? I can't remember which game it was. It was one of those when he was the last man, wasn't it? And he got a straight red. And then obviously the Leeds one was just infuriating. Again, it kind of just summed up the game, though. Just stupid decisions from Villa.
Yeah, so in terms of selection... do you think it's Chambers coming straight in?
I would
in
think he'll play Chambers.
He's the right footer.
Yeah, a little bit more balance.
I mean, to be honest, it'd be good to see him from a purely selfish view, to see him play 90 minutes in a Villa shirt, just to get a view on him.
And potentially, you know, because Konsa's got... He knows he's going to have two games as well, so he's actually got a chance to stake a claim. You know, if he comes in and has two good games, Konsa's going to find himself on the bench.
And this is, you know, hopefully this is why he's joined, is to really seize the opportunity and not just, you know, pick up a wage sitting on the bench. Yeah. He's an active member of the squad here, and he's got a, straight from the off, he's got a great opportunity here.
Yeah, agreed.
Any question marks about Gerrard at the moment? Because there's one stat here. Villa have just won one of their past four Premier League games in which they've taken the lead, having won each of their previous four such games under Steven Gerrard. So we're letting things slide. Also, we seem to be conceding first a few times.
Yeah, we almost start games 1-0 down before we've even started at the moment, which is a concern.
Do you think this is just growing pains?
I think
as
so.
Sets things out?
For now, I'd like to think so. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that balance again, isn't it? In the midfield, because...
Yeah, it's the lack of protection. I don't like bagging out individuals, but I think because I think it is an overall shape, and you see the amount of pressure, for example, Leeds had in our final third, and if teams are getting on top of you that much, it would suggest it's because you're not controlling games, which essentially you can see that we're not.
Yeah, because Leeds were very efficient in what they were doing, and it was almost like when they got their chance they could cut through us, because there wasn't much resistance between the halfway line and our edge of our 18. Once they got past the halfway line, they could easily get to the edge of the 18 without much resistance, and that was a bit of a concern,
especially when you think, you know, you got Newcastle with San Maximan, who will happily carry the ball a long way.
Key stat of this matchup in terms of Premier League, this is just Premier League era matchups between the two teams in terms of head-to-head. Newcastle have actually won twice as many games as Villa have in the head-to-heads. 22 wins for Newcastle, 11 to Villa.
I mean, they had a head start, didn't they? Because we could never even lay a glove on them during that Keegan
era. Yeah, we had a real issue with them. They were a real bogey team.
Yeah, when they first came up, they were all over us.
Recently, since we've been promoted back, we haven't had much trouble with them. I mean, mainly because they've been a bit shambolic.
Yeah.
They've been reasonably easy games. We
the home games, especially, but we've had 3-2-0 wins, haven't we? And the away ones, I think we've drawn them twice.
Yeah, the home games have been pretty comfortable. I mean, this is a team that, even when we were a decent team, they would sometimes stuff us. So it'd be a good win if we, let's put it this way, at this time when their tails are up and wagging, it would be a good win going forward, especially after what happened at Leeds.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, we like to finish the show by asking the question, who are we poaching from Newcastle if we had to get one of their players to improve our first 11? Off the top of my head, I'm probably going for Trippier. I think he would be an upgrade at right back. And the main reason would be actually somebody who can take a direct free kick.
Yeah.
With a bit of venom.
Yeah, he's certainly good for set pieces.
Because even though Nanny McPhee's in town, it's like the circus comes to town on some of our free kick routines.
I mean, we're certainly getting better at taking them, but we're not much cop at defending them.
Because Douglas Luiz kind of lines up and, you know, people next to me in the hole, just hit it, yeah. Just hit it.
You'd kind of like to see McGinn just smash one, wouldn't you? Or like Dinya's got a great delivery. It's just, I think they just sometimes overthink it.
I think the overthinking trick plays work when the opposition are expecting and actually fearful of somebody who's got a great direct free kick on them. Because then they're expecting the guy to obviously have a pop. So what comes subsequently is actually a genuine surprise. When you've got a few kind of free kick takers, then you're half expecting the short free kick or whatever. So Douglas Luiz, I think, needs to do an extra hour after training just on...
a day.
25, 30-yard free kicks.
Again, it's that thing of being clinical, and it's all these little details that go a long way towards turning you into a good side.
Indeedus. Right, we look forward to hanging with the Mayo Mansard patrons in Match Club for the Newcastle game on Sunday. We've just dropped a couple of shows this week on the Mayo Mansard Extra podcast channel as well, the Leeds Reaction, and also After Hours, which is a show we'll be doing a little extra mopping up loose ends after the main show. So please do become a Mayo Mansard patron. We'll give the shout outs from this week of people who have joined on the main show. But go to mayomansard.com and click on the patron link to get more details there, and join the Mayo Mansard inner circle. If you are listening on Spotify or Apple, please do smash the ratings button on there to help with the algorithm, I think they say.
Apparently so. Apparently
certainly
so.
Something that Chris Budd is obsessed with.
Certainly something I'm working on at the moment. You're not wrong.
And meanwhile, one final shout out and thanks to Free Trade, who have supported the show. Free Trade is a commission-free trading app that makes it easy for you to buy shares and EFTs to help grow your personal wealth. Remember, as with all investments, your capital is at risk. The value of your portfolio can go down as well as up, and you may get back less than what you invest. Currently, when you sign up with freetrade.io/moms, you will get a free share from the value of £3 to £200. Also, in terms of the market's down, so if you're starting your share portfolio now is let's say a better time than when I started mine when the market was a bit higher up. So if you're looking to invest a bit more to build long-term wealth, now is potentially an interesting bargain bucket time to start off. So do go to freetrade.io/moms. And if you're a Moms patron, we have an Investo Club in there where we discuss various investing options and things that are playing out well and heads up, etc., etc. Match Club for Mayo Mansard patrons, it is more than just football. Right, until we go off to the Toon Army, and there'll be a few thousand of us
in the gods.
In the gods, so to speak. They're starting to, the fans are starting to get a bit bullish now. They're getting all the big flags out and doing displays and stuff, so you might see some big surfers and stuff there. World domination is what they're after, I think. So we need to pop that balloon in the short term, at least, anyway. Right, until the next main show, it's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from him.
Goodbye.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.